This is the Faith and Family column. It's called Faithful Listening by Karis Golden. My daughter Zoe turns 17 in June. A few months later, she'll start her senior year of high school. As I watch Joey mature, sometimes I find myself inspecting her choices and opinions for evidence of my influence, including in matters of faith. From baptism to confirmation and beyond, we've circled her with Lutheran witness. I hope she shares that my beliefs and that going forward, she won't feel the need to hide her faith from others. But lately, though, I've realized that any attempt to control how Zoe uses what I offer her is ultimately futile. She's her own person. While I understand this on an intellectual level, I still need to be reminded to be careful not to push or preach while we're engaged in conversation. Real dialogue between us isn't about me identifying places where I can insert or reinforce my worldview, nor is it okay for me to listen on autopilot and latch on to key words and finally preach on a topic I've been waiting to cover. When she opens up, I aim to simply receive and comprehend her words, not thinking about what I'm going to say next. Zoe frequently references events and news stories about politics, Black Lives Matter, and human rights. And when she does this, I'm tempted to pepper her with questions about her opinions and whether she agrees with mine. I want to ask her if she's guided by faith and views things through such a lens. I'm not wrong to want to know these things. It's okay to wonder about my daughter's beliefs and whether they align with mine. It's also okay to urge her to be active, vocal Lutheran. But in healthy conversations, I must acknowledge that she isn't my mirror image, and that some of her values may differ from mine. I try to connect her with her without an agenda. I want to listen, I want to learn and provide support so that my teen trusts me to foster, not force, her faith development. After all, what she believes is truly inspired by God. Here's some faith practices. Encourage teens to open up by changing your standard queries about how the day went or why they haven't seen a particular friend for a few weeks. Zero in on fun, surprising, or even disappointing moments in the day by sharing something you normally wouldn't. You might tell a funny story about an article you read rather than make an interrogative approach. Your teens may jump in and share their own stories, or when you're finished sharing, you can encourage them to tell about a moment or an article that stuck out for them. You might also invite them to choose the music at home or as you travel so that they can introduce you to them some of their favorite songs. Try this prayer to guide conversation with teens. Dear God, we pray for patience, to listen with quiet minds and open hearts. We pray to show respect, hear without judgment, and extend grace. We pray that we are heard as loving and trustworthy. We pray for minds that are open to learning, and we pray for the courage to listen more than we speak. In your name we pray. Amen.